as well. So, welcome. Got you chains. Nah, that's my boy, though. It's my best friend and shit. So, yeah, what's up? What's up, Jada? What's up, man? So, yeah, also, like, seeing as Sanji's not in here, like, I'm welcome to, like, inviting me and y'all in. If y'all want to come into the cast, it's cursed, you know? But, I don't want to not do this shit. So, anyway, so we're talking about monogamy versus polyamory. I'm not going to say monogamy versus polygamy, because polygamy is more of like multiple spouses, and I don't think that's what we really do here. And we have it. What's up, Lauren, EJ, shout out to y'all, my homies. Hey, so like, I don't think this is what we really do, you know? Like, I think it obviously exists, but like, at our age, most of the people who like are interested in an open relationship are referring to polyamory. They're not referring to multiple spouses. That's like a whole.
You also can't do that in most states.
Yeah, and that's why we have him, because he knows shit.
You can't legally get married to multiple people in a lot of states.
So yeah,
you gotta just like fuck other people around in a relationship.
Yeah, what's up, Charlene? So, like, I think first we'll start here by talking about I feel like there's a point to talk about, like, the origins of monogamy and why we follow it, because he knows some shit about that. And then, like, I feel like talk about what's the benefits of it today, because I feel like everyone's always really concerned about cheating and everything, but if we were more open to different types of relationships, across the board, like, not just, obviously, everyone doesn't want to do the same thing, but, like, if it was more open option for people, I don't think we would see the same levels of, like, infidelity if it wasn't such a taboo. But, anyway, first, you know, thoughts.
Well, I think, like, we have a super Christian values in the state, and like marrying multiple people and like having multiple partners is like super taboo. Like, ever since we were younger, there's somebody trying to push like abstinence, saving yourself for that one person, never fucking outside of that shit. And so like they just kind of train you that you can't have that feeling for multiple people. You can't be like that.
We're gay. People are like attracted to anything now.
You're a pansexual, is that
right? No, scoliosexual.
Is that right?
It's when you're attracted to people that are specifically non-binary or trans. Like,
there's like 70 different genders now.
I don't know, man. I'm not keeping up with that.
There's a shit
ton. I'm not keeping up with it.
There's like 20. There's like 20 something letters in LGBT.
Dude, that's a whole show. That's a show like in itself.
No, bro, that's a show in itself.
We don't have. I can't do it.
That's so many.
Y'all don't.
But that's why multiple love is like acceptable. Like, you got so many. There's so many options. There's so many like people. Like, it doesn't have to be just one person. Just between two people at this point, it's just like testing your loyalties. Cause like you can go anywhere at this point. Like,
yeah. Like, you see people in relationships that just, yeah, it's a whole thing.
Big ass thing.
You see people in relationships that all they really end up doing is like cheating back and forth. Like, and not just like famous people, like regular ass people. And like, it starts with like one person goes and cheats, right? And so the other person's like, well, fuck it. We'll fuck somebody too. And then next thing you know, like, they both got a side bitch, but they love me. That is an open relationship. Like, you just won't call it that. And I feel like if we were like more open to like broadening those terms and allowing people to like call the shit that.
See, that shit's cool. Like a poly group, like that shit's super cool. It's just educating people and shit and like hooking up and shit.
That's
wild.
Hey, that'd be lit. Hey, I want in on that. I don't really know. I'm like trying to learn about the shit because I don't think. My actual thoughts on monogamy is I don't always feel like it makes sense for everybody. Like, just keep in mind, Polly is not the same as that sister's wife. And that's the differences between polyamory and polygamy. Sister wives.
Sister wives.
I mean, honestly, like, that shit seems expensive.
Sister wives? That shit is expensive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, polygamy seems expensive. Like, I feel like that's the shit you have to do if you can live in, like, Dubai.
Because you're like, automatically supporting two people. Like, fuck that.
Not even just two. You can, like, have up to, like, four.
Yeah, I just mean, like, automatically it's at least two. Like,
oh, but you can have at least four. That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you gonna do? What if they all mad at you at the same time?
There has to be sides in the house at some point. That's what I'm saying. When there's, like, two guys married, like, there has to be... like, some sort of, like...
And then, like...
Or super open.
Is that shit a thing, like, with gay dudes? Never mind. That's a question no one can answer right now.
Well, I feel like there's probably some couples where they're, like, all attracted to each other.
You know? Have you seen... You watched BoJack Horseman, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
That, when that girl had, like, 9 dads...
Yeah! Yeah. That was a wild... Dude, imagine having to meet her dads as the actual father.
Dude, all of them? If that happened in real life, I don't feel like... But anyway, so, like, I feel like polyamory doesn't make sense for everyone, because, like, you have people that, like, genuinely are only... interested in one person, and that's why I don't think it should be, like, a push either way. I think there should just be, like, a more open conversation about all of them, so none of them are considered taboo. So, because, like, people say shit like, well, if you want to go just fuck whoever you want, then go be by yourself. And it's like, this shit works, obviously, but this shit doesn't work for some people, because then you end up, like, if you're someone who, like, wants to be with more than one person, then people are not going to allow you to do that, because they're going to say the same shit to you. Like, well, if you want to go fuck other people, then go be... Because we've all, like, been encouraged to follow one set standard of relationships. Define polyamory, however you spell it. Polyamory is the interest in loving multiple partners. Like, it's not... You're not... I feel like it's, like, the opposite of... What's up, fam? My little cousin just got into college and shit. But yeah, man, so... Shout out to you, fam. But, like, polyamory is, like, the difference between monogamy, where you don't necessarily feel like you have to be interested in just one person. You don't feel like you're more interested in an open relationship. Like, you and your partner would probably be open to go... You see someone... You think they fine. You want to get their number. But you're in a relationship where the person that you're with is not going to, like that. They're going to leave you if you do that. I feel like an open relationship is, like, the opposite of that. And obviously there's, like, people who can explain that better than me. But that's my understanding of it. And, like...
Well, polyamory is, like, accepting that you will have love for a lot of people. Like, accepting that you're not going to just be tied down to one person at all. So, like... But polygamy is when the actual marriage is starting to take place as well. But polyamory is just, like, accepting you're going to love other people. It's like an open relationship, but that those people might be in that relationship with you at a later time. It's, like, deeper than an open relationship. It's an open relationship. Like, you're still promised to somebody, but you can, like, fuck around.
Yeah. Time. Yeah, that's a better understanding of it. Yeah. So... Yeah, so I guess there's a slight distinction between an open relationship and just being polyamorous in that regard.
Yeah, just because, like, open relationship, like, nobody's gonna... I don't think most open relationships are just gonna end up with a third partner.
Yeah, they're not...
Polyamory, like, that might end up happening.
Yeah.
You might end up with another partner in that bitch.
Maybe five.
I feel like, though, there's... But, like, at some point, it's just, like, an orgy, right? Like, at some point, it's just, like, a designated group of people.
So,
that's wild. I'm not about to laugh.
and that's why we talk about these things. Because not everyone's about that life, and that's important.
No, I'm cool.
But, see?
Day one person, I'm cool.
Yeah. Five was dragging it. I was joking. I don't actually know the number.
Some point, it's a moving origin.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Some point, just rent a carnival.
I just know I'm interested.
Sisters, wives. It's like a whole fucking family in that.
I don't have much in that though.
In like the Asian countries where they like have two husbands and like half the time the two husbands are brothers and shit. Like, I'm not about that either. That's wild.
That's polyandry.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, polyandry is like not even some shit we see here, where like a woman takes multiple husbands. Like,
I feel like it's here. You just don't see
it. No, it exists.
I feel like it's super
everything,
shamed.
I feel like upon. Everything here exists.
I feel like it's super shamed upon men in America.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, more so than poly.
Yeah, probably. And they're probably not doing it to, like, till the farmland. Like, in
yeah, Asia. That's stupid.
I mean, to till some kind of farmland, but not the one outside.
All those fucking rice.
You like that?
Show. I did a big fan.
No. What's up, Scoop? You good? I'm gonna send the link for this afterwards. You ain't missed much. We're just talking about relationships. And I see. I don't think, but I also don't think that, like, I don't know how we get past monogamy being such a, like, absolute standard. Like, I always think dialogue's, like, you know, the answer to everything, but it's not, like, all the time. Like, dialogue will help, but, like, I don't know, man. What do you think?
I mean, I feel like a lot of views that we have today are just religious-based, hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, so, like I was saying, like, I feel like a lot of people are just sticking to one thing because that's what feels right without exploring other options. And I think, like, pushing yourself out of that comfort zone and accepting that shit. But that being said, there's so many things that, like, America isn't accepting. I feel like there's a lot of things put on the back burner, and that, like, understandably so, but, like, that's gonna be one of them. Like, openness in relationships, a lot of people are super private about it. Like, with the internet, like, people are learning what they're fucking into without doing it themselves, but... still.
Okay, so poly is being able to love more than one person and be in a relationship with more than one person and are aware of each other. Sometimes when a triad happens, three people are dating each other or person. A and B could have... A and B could have... I'm not like Floyd Mayweather. I can read, I swear. Three people are dating each other. Person A and B could have their own partners, such as the person who could be dating...
Oh, so they don't all have to
be... Yes, person could be dating person C... Person could be dating person D and D. Okay. And person, yeah, that makes sense. So there could be different ways that poly relationships can work. That makes sense.
That could be a full-ass tree. It's not even a family tree. It's just a relationship tree. Oh, my God.
A trio.
A tree. Well, like a trio, but in that trio, there could be branches of other trios. You know?
Yeah.
Like, how long would that vine last?
Oh, man.
Right? That's why.
Probably until it falls the fuck apart like fucking movie.
I mean, most things would have to fall.
It's gonna be like one. What's up, Snipe? What's up, V? What's up, Snipe? It's gonna be like one bitch that'll ruin it.
One bitch at the setup.
It'll be one bitch in the, or like one bitch that just can't handle the setup. It all goes to shit.
Take someone else, falls in love. They believe it's monogamy. All down there. They close their mind after they open it. Like, you know what? I am a jealous person. Having 70 husbands, that really taught me that, dude.
They become a housewife.
Get a bunch of dogs, don't even have kids.
Yeah, like, they don't leave the house. They just do crafts. Yeah, and
I just like red wine and cats anyway.
Wild. Oh, God.
No, but I also don't feel like there's even, like, I feel like part of the answer to that shit first is probably everyone stopped being okay with just, like, cheating back and forth on each other. I don't get that shit. Like, how long those types of relationships last. I only hear pros about polygamy relationships. I don't know. See, that's what we were just saying. I guess that shit lasts as long as you can make it last. Like, as long as y'all love each other, as long as any relationship can last, I suppose. Like, once the love is gone.
I feel like you hear a lot of pros, but, like, that's from the people, like, experiencing it, like, currently. Like, you don't hear a lot about them, like, falling apart, but that's because, like, I don't think there's a lot of situations to get in a polyamorous relationship, especially, like, where we are now. Like, I don't think that's, like, as open as it could be.
Yeah. Hey, Naya, I miss you, sweetheart. But yeah. I think that I think that's the problem. I think that there's not a lot of opportunities to be in one, because, like, everyone's not okay with being in one. But there's obviously a set of people who are okay with being in one. They're just not calling the relationship that. You know what I mean?
So yeah, like, yeah.
Which is why I feel like if they were just like, hey, just figure that out. Like, call it what it is.
It's on that website, Fat Life, or whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah. Like, do you think a polyamorous relationship, like, oh shit, hold up. You got this, give me a second. Give me a second. I gotta get the door.
No question, nothing. Alright.
Great. Talk about remember that shit earlier when you were talking about how monogamy started?
Well, monogamy is like to control the masses. So, especially back in the day, they couldn't control STDs, they didn't know where half that shit was coming from, and it was easier to just save people for certain things. And also, they can ban certain people from getting married as well. That's why marriage was even a thing, is they can literally put the classes together and judge it how they want. So, once you don't have arranged marriages or anything like that anymore, the openness can come back into play. And that's why it needs to stay that way. But that's why people need to open their mind and find what they want to do.
My bad. I'm doing shit.
You know what the fuck I'm doing. I do know what you're doing, actually. But the whole point of relationships is to find what's right for you, whether it's one person, whether it's 20 people. But, like, especially just because everybody frowns on shit if it's different, like, that's why we're talking about it, I guess. God, you're killing me.
You're killing me, Smalls.
And especially in America, there's not a necessity to have, like, multiple people. You don't need to be married to, like, multiple people, because there's so much, many, like, there's so many different people, like, so the fact that, that contradicts itself a little bit, but that's why you gotta be open, I guess, is because there are so many people, but before it wasn't like that, and that's why in China they, like, specifically cut how many kids you could have because of that. But yeah, I mean, that's all I have for that one. I don't know what else she's coming back with.
I heard the door, like, code and then nothing.
You didn't hear me open the door?
No.
Although,
no,
I feel
I just heard the door code.
With dating sites and shit, they should make that more obvious with markings. Like, they only have whether you're interested in men or female, but they don't necessarily have multiple partner options. Like, they have to be written in the bio, and I think that would make it easier too if they just had it, like, within, so people would know what they're fucking going into, and they would know which they want to go into.
No!
I'm back.
Did y'all miss me? No, but yeah. So I think
I said there should be options on dating sites, because it's only like men, female, or bisexual, and it doesn't really go into the type of relationship you want, and that can help narrow shit down as well.
That's actually a good I think that's a good idea. Also, like, if it wasn't like talked about like it was gross, like, because it's not, I don't think it's gross, like, I feel like if people are, like, clean and, like, you know, taking care of themselves, I think people make it sound gross, like, you know.
Well, I think people act disgusted by things they don't understand, and other people don't really want to bother learning about it.
Bird. Word.
Word. Bird.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah. So, that being said, I love the idea of Polly, especially if there's more wives or kids. For an example, she could be great at art, and I'd be great with gardening, and the next wife is great at math, each child would be great at all things. I think if more people were open and honest about it, it would work better. See? That's what I think. I think if, like, if it were all done with, like, proper intentions, like, obviously... technical difficulties. Obviously, it wouldn't work for every single person, but, like, if the people that are interested in it, like, or the people who, like, keep fucking cheating on each other back and forth, like, just do it. Like, you would have situations like that, like, where you would have more stable families and households. Like, people... kind of like how people talk about how, like, people should do that same thing with their families. Like, where you should all just kind of, like, move into one spot and, like, pull your income, like, pull into one space. Like, it'd be, like, the same thing, but... y'all fucking, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be the same thing, but in a big relationship, which is, I mean, potentially a beautiful, beautiful situation. As long as they all raise the kids in the same direction, because, like, could also, like, start more arguments.
Yeah. But I feel like...
I feel like it's just the strength of the people, though. Like, whether it's meant...
what happens if, like, one bitch is, like, the weakest link? You kick that bitch out?
Yeah, like, is she kicked off the island?
That's what I mean!
That's like, she doesn't have a house anymore.
Yo, that's wild. That happens, I bet.
I don't think someone screams, you are the weakest link, and then they're like, it's probably, like, a little bit more, like, tearful.
But, I mean, yeah... I didn't say it was
like Becky, you're doing cocaine, and that affects all 17 of us. So.
I didn't think it was gonna be like. Oops. Not only do you have additional sexual partners, but you're also able to gain emotional support. There could be things one partner isn't able to give you that enough. See? I support that. Some kind of emotional stability, sexual need, or attention. I feel like that's the reasons people seek out other partners anyway. Like, I've cheated on someone before, and the only time I, like, when I did it, it was because, like, one of my partners was supporting me one way, and the other partner was, like, supporting me emotionally a different way. Like, so, you know, I was childish, young, so, I was like, fuck it. But, like, now, I wouldn't do that. I'd just be like, hey. So I think if I'm into two people, I'd just try to see if I could be in an open relationship. And if I can't, then I don't know. But like,
well, that's why communication's important.
Exactly. I would communicate those things before I.
That's with anything, communication.
Yeah. Communication is key.
You're fucking dead. Hang a key sword behind you, bro.
That was gay. I know. I'm sorry, but. I am, so I get to do those things.
I think a lot of people see it, like, as, like, a one-sided door, too. You know, like, they can't experiment with, like, an open relationship or a polyamorous relationship without, like, having to go back into it at a later time. I feel like a lot of people just feel like they'll get stuck and wouldn't be able to find it again.
Well, I feel like that shit's fluid. I feel like it should be, anyway.
Well, I feel like sexuality itself should be.
I feel like sexuality is fluid, but that's a conversation not everyone's ready for. But we can make that show about this now.
You said it right. Turn it around.
The conversation that sexuality is fluid, that's a conversation we are not all ready for. Like you can be gay and then not be gay?
That's...
what? You can't do that on TV.
Alright. So we can do this shit. Right. Key ignition.
Deadass. We can educate the masses. gender fluidity, but that's important, you know, whatever. That's a conversation people really aren't ready for, but I'm not getting into that right now. But sexual fluidity, I'm like, that's the conversation we need to be talking about, because, like, people make it seem like it, like, for example, like, I used to negatively judge girls who would, like, think that they were gay when they were younger and then, like, change their minds, and then I realized, like, oh, fuck, you can do that. Because who the fuck cares? Like, you feel differently at different times in your life.
Who cares?
Yeah, like, you mind blown.
Mind. All over the place. All over this beautiful white wall. Eggshells.
Is it? It's more like, I don't know. It's like pink in certain lights.
You have synesthesia. You're probably just hearing music. It's fine.
I hear that, but that's not pink.
No, you're right. I'll give it to you.
The song in the background is currently blue. But anyway, so yeah. So we gonna wrap this bitch up with our final thoughts here. Well, I'm doing this bitch looking ridiculous. Sanji would be proud of me, though. It's okay. I'll be back next week. This is like the most fire apple juice that you can get. I was just talking about it.
You said, by the way, great value.
Get the fuck. No, but our
wonderful apple juice. Fucking better time at this shop, guys.
Fucking
great value.
Anyway, so we're gonna wrap up our points here. This is a part one conversation because we're gonna get Sanji's thoughts on this shit. You know, next week we'll finish this whole combo. I feel like this is a big topic. I don't feel like it fits in this type of a segment, you know, a small segment. So we gonna, you know, spread this bitch out. But what? Just saying, it's not a good feeling when your partner goes to someone else about issues. I think in a poly relationship, your emotions have to be built for that type of commitment. I do think that, which is why I don't think it's for everyone.
I also think it needs to be open with all partners. It can't just be with one partner you're more open with. It can't, like, whether they support you a different direction or somebody else does, I feel like it needs to be talked to with everyone. Like, so if you know someone's going to give you that support, maybe you go to them first, but, like, at the same time, you gotta even that out. You gotta spread yourself out throughout that relationship. You can't just dedicate yourself to half of it.
Yeah.
So, no, you definitely have to be, like, built for it.
Yeah. I feel like to make that kind of rule, you have to be, like, a certain type of person that can, like, be accepting of other people in a certain way to even do that shit. Because, like, if you're the type of person who, like, it isn't necessarily accepting of other people's lifestyles in a certain way, like, that shit won't work. Like,
it's legitimately, like, that's all about communication. Like, if you feel jealous, you need to talk about it right away, or that shit's gonna build up, and you're gonna have an argument with, like, multiple fucking people not knowing why you're angry at them. So, like every emotion, I feel like you'd have to communicate. And I feel like they're going to be there. Yeah. Like, you're going to get jealous if there's multiple people in a relationship. You're going to get angry. You're going to feel like at some point you're the bottom of the barrel. But, like, as long as you tell them, as long as you communicate that with everybody else, I feel like you can stay on top of those feelings. But, like, that much communication, I couldn't do it. I can't even be that honest with myself. Like, I'm fine, I'm loyal, I'm cool, one person. But, like, I can totally understand why you want multiple.
I think I'd be down for it. Just because also, like, I feel like there'd be ways that I maybe can't support my partner. And, like, if I couldn't, then, like, you know, if you feel like... Like, also, I'm the type of person that, like, I don't necessarily worry about getting cheated on. Like... I'm not gonna say I don't care, because I don't think that's true. I think if I was in a relationship where, like, I, like, love someone enough, I'd care. But at the same time, like, I don't go all day worrying about it. I don't think about it. If someone, like, if I get an inkling out of nowhere that someone fucked my bitch, I'm like, I'm not gonna go, like, I'm not gonna check that bitch phone. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm not gonna, like, I don't do that shit. I don't have time. I just, The one time I ever did, like, the one time in my life, like, when I was, like, in high school where I felt like that was how I needed to be, like, I found what the fuck I was looking for, and I realized that shit's not even how I want to be. So, but, like, that's not to say that, like, it's wrong to feel that way. Like, it's okay to feel like you want your partner to be only your partner. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't give a fuck. And that's why I feel like I'm probably the type of person that, like, I remember one time, like, I'm gonna wrap this shit up soon, but, like, I remember one time, like, there was this bitch that I was dating, and, like, she tried to, like, make me jealous. Like, we were, like, having a conversation, and she thought she was being funny, and she tried to make me jealous by being, like, well, what if I just went and fucked this friend, like, named one of my friends, and I'm, like, fuck him. Like, fuck her.
Although, like, I've had a girl do that, too, and, like, it's the same thing, like, well, I could do this. Well, then do it. Then do it. Then don't be with me, bitch. Like,
no, but like, I don't care if that bitch wanted to go do that or not. Like, first off, you want that friend, like, you wanted to go fuck that friend, like, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. You're not gonna get what you're looking for. So I fucking no dead ass. Like, so
not the droids you're looking for.
Have fun. But so I wouldn't necessarily like. That's me. I'm just can't just go fuck my bitch just cause, but like, I'm not sitting like trying to arrest a bitch. I don't care. I didn't graduate from the academy.
I started it and then left.
No, dead ass. So I can't arrest you, bitch. Anyway, we're at a good point where we can wrap this bitch. It's been great. What's up, Brittany? So, it's been great. I'm gonna post the link on Anchor. You gotta know the role of a side nigga bitch to be successful in poly relationships. If you can't see yourself being a side nigga or a side bitch, then you frankly know you cannot do a poly relationship, and that is okay. Like,
you gotta have side tendencies.
No, that, like, you have to be okay with, like, someone not always being like yours 100% all the time. Like, you have to be okay with that. That's part of it. Sometimes they're going to have to spread their time and energy somewhere else, and you're going to have to be okay with that. So we call it side nigga, bitch, whatever, but that's really what it is. So if you can't do that shit, then nah, you probably can't do the shit. Like,
you can't have that mentality, don't jump in.
Yeah. What's that shit? The fucking kitchen, right?
If it's too hot.
If it's too hot, get out the kitchen. Fucking, is that the right one?
I don't fucking know, man.
No.
I don't work in kitchens, bro. I don't
know. Nah, Scoop know what's up. Scoop know what the fuck is up. But yeah. So, that's
you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen.
Yeah, that's it. If you can't take the heat, jump out the fryer. Like a piece of bacon.
Like a piece of bacon. Like a piece of turkey bacon. Bitch, I'm kosher.
If you can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, if you can't stand the poly, get out of the poly. I don't know.
Get out of the relationship.
You can't make that sound cool.
No, that's why no one has tried to.
It needs a better name, too. Like, polyamorous relationship? That doesn't sound...
Polyamorous sounds like one of those words that people would say to sound like they're intelligent.
I don't know.
For someone who doesn't know big words.
I feel like it's something a doctor would say for a cyst. I'm so sorry to tell you this, but the cyst is polyamorous. And there's nothing we can do. Like, right? That sounds...
You have to know that that person, main partner, is their main partner like they were at first. They'll probably be there longer than you. Hey, facts. But see, I feel like, if you're in like a poly relationship where like you're all like just like in love with each other, then it's probably like, yeah, oh yeah.
They said there's like branches and stuff, so like you might not all be in love with each other.
Yo, yeah.
It might just be your wife's in love with them, and you just accept that's one of her partners. But you have your own partner, or you don't for a while. Like, I feel like it's like you don't have to necessarily be in a relationship or love the other person like a partner, but you do need to love them. There does have to be a relationship between you. It just doesn't have to be sexual in any way.
I would ask that nigga contribute to my home in some way. Like,
if they're living there, fuck yeah.
Hey, Andrew, no, you don't gotta live there. Like, but if you're fucking my bitch, I would ask that, like, you at least...
I want them to bring you nice things.
Contribute to my home. Like, if I'm in one of those situations where, like, I'm fucking with someone and they're fucking someone that I don't want to fuck... Like, then I'm gonna be like, what? I'm gonna be like, well, alright, bye, honey. Bring me back something.
You need them to court you, not even her. They need to court you.
Bring my bitch a dowry.
He comes in, he's like, hey, Tamara, here's a goat. This is nice to see you.
I want you to bring my bitch a goat.
I demand your best breeding horse.
And 1,027 million yen.
What yen?
Cuz.
You want a goat in Asian currency? Fuck yeah. That's it.
Hey Claire, fuck yeah, you can get in on the next one. We're gonna do this shit again.
Better than me.
No.
I know it's true.
No, if we do this shit on Sunday and you're here, you'll be here. I was like, I'm done with this shit, I quit. Rips off the mic.
Throws Star David on ground and walks out.
R. Kelly, y'all killing me with this shit, dog. Y'all killing me.
Hello, R. Kelly, please call me victim.
Sounds more like something they would use for a type of cancer. That's what I said. It does. Or the wife could have a relationship with her own partner, her husband could have his own partner. See? I do. If we're doing that, though.
Bring me gifts. Bring me nice things.
I didn't say nice things. I said contribute.
They come into the house and they're like, hey, I heard your broom broke. I guess you brought your broom.
It did not have to be material.
Did you need a nonstick pan?
It did not have to be material or monetary. I was joking.
Hey, I heard you needed a back rub. You want a back rub, killer?
Hell yeah, Claire. Fuck yeah. I'd love to talk with you. You can be on next time. We're going to do this shit again on Sunday. But yeah, so fucking, No, you don't gotta contribute monetarily, but like, if my bitch say my bitch is like stressed out and needs some shit, go get my bitch some shit.
Well, like, they're in a relationship.
Yeah, but then so, my bitch is stressed out about shit that's in our household, go get my bitch some shit. Like, if we're fucking, like,
but that's different than
what if my bitch is paying the cable bill and my bitch is like short on the cable bill?
But are they living with you?
Nah.
Then that'd just be like how they deem they would want to contribute in a relationship. Before you said they need to like help you out as well.
Nah, I didn't say they need to help me. I just said contribute to my household. I'm fucking around. I don't think I really even mean this shit. I'm just fucking around. They're gonna think I'm a shit person that just wants someone to just bring me shit because they're fucking my girl. I'm not a cuck.
I'm not a fucking cuck. I'm not a goddamn cuck.
I'm not a goddamn cuck. I was just fucking around. God. My fucking phone's dying. I didn't plan ahead very well. I just fucking charge my phone before I do things that are important.
No, I don't.
You went off camera.
Oh, man.
I don't want you to see me like this.
Just smoking a jewel.
It's her Facebook Live. What are we, Post Malone?
It's disrespectful. We're not dirty.
You're not dirty.
It's fucking. Alright. So. We'll recap here. So, monogamous relationships started as a matter of control. Now they're the standard. Polyamory probably should be a more accepted standard or a more open concept to our society. Most of the time, extra partner isn't living with them. But there's a lot of times said partner will help out with financial needs and other shit. All right, see? So I'm not tripping.
Most of the time.
You said I'm not tripping. Dude, I still want a goat.
Yeah, I was about to say, bring my bitch a goat.
Dude, deadass. Still bring me a goat, though. Me a goat.
But don't tell me how to raise the goat.
Yeah.
Like, just give me the goat and let me raise the goat. Like, don't...
I'm barbecuing it.
Don't be... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, let me cook the goat. I don't want him to give me the goat and then be like, it's a milking goat. Fuck you. It's my
goat now. That's it. That's what I want to end it on. Final thoughts.
Yeah. Final thoughts. Polyamory sounds like it's a good time. But it doesn't work for everybody, and that is absolutely okay. Do what works best for you. Bring my bitch a goat 2019.
Brought to you by apple juice.
Brought to you by Great Value Apple Juice. Sensei and Sanji. Sensei and Juchans. Gang gang in this bitch.
The substitute teacher of the day. You have to, like, respect.
Fucking ridiculous. Alright. It's been great, yo.